Good morning. Skies remain cloudy overnight across interior New York and New England. Even some patchy fog has developed for the early morning period. Otherwise, generally dry from about the greater Capital District south and east into New England, while showers are streaming into the Adirondacks and the Mohawk Valley, especially west of Amsterdam, down I-88 and into the southern tier. These showers will continue to spread across the entire region as we get deeper into the morning, maybe even a few bursts of rain as we head toward lunchtime. There'll be a bit of a lull in the precipitation during the early to mid part of the afternoon. Then another round of showers will approach for the second half of the day as a storm system tracks through the region. With upper level support, some of the rain showers later today could be on the heavier side briefly, maybe even a rumble of thunder. With that break in the precipitation, temperatures should manage to get into the upper 50s and lower 60s for afternoon highs. Precipitation will tend to move out of the region tonight, though skies will remain mostly cloudy with lows back to around 50. Still a few lingering showers very early Saturday morning. Then we'll have in and out sunshine during the day and just the outside risk of a passing shower in the afternoon, but Saturday will be mostly dry with highs reaching the middle to upper 60s. Another wave of low pressure will move down the Ohio Valley and toward Long Island Saturday night and Sunday. On this track, showers will become likely again late Saturday night and Sunday morning, especially from I-90 south. Right now, it looks like this system will move fast enough that we'll have a period of drier weather starting early in the afternoon on Sunday and lasting through the latter portion of the day. Temperatures will be in the lower 60s. At this point, it looks like we'll dry things out at least most of the time from Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s before we reintroduce the chance of showers and thunderstorms by Thursday of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a slow-moving front stretching from the Ohio Valley back down to Texas will be responsible for active weather given the present warm and humid conditions along it. High temperatures will be well into the 70s and 80s from the Ohio Valley to the Gulf Coast, which will provide one of the ingredients needed for thunderstorms and heavy rain. Several waves of low pressure will develop and track along the front, with a gradual eastward movement of the boundary expected through tomorrow morning. Sufficient moisture and help from stronger winds aloft will also aid in the production of thunderstorms, some of which may be severe. The Storm Prediction Center has issued a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over central Texas, with a lower risk, but a threat, into northern portions of the Appalachians. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/5 of a mile visibility in fog, 36 degrees, with a west wind at 45 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 9 above zero. In Albany on the hour, 8 miles visibility in cloudy skies, 52 degrees, the dew point 47, 83% relative humidity, a south wind at 13 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.09 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 97 degrees at Castellon, Big Bend National Park in Texas, and in Death Valley, California, to a low of 3 below zero at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers and areas of drizzle and highs in the upper 50s, Boston mostly cloudy with showers in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo cloudy and breezy with showers and highs in the mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 65 degrees, the low 50, the average temperature 58, that's 4 degrees above normal. 0.7 of an inch of precipitation yesterday, 0.1 of an inch for the month, which is 0.11 below normal, and 12.74 inches for the year, which is 1.36 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 7 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, 23 for the month and 6,100 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 66 degrees, the average low, 43. The record high, 89, set in 2001 and in 1913, and the record low, 29 in 1966. Sunrise this morning, 5:47 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:58 p.m. 14 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with showers likely today and highs in the mid to upper 50s. More showers tonight in the upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with showers likely, perhaps a thunderstorm later today, and highs in the lower 60s. More showers and perhaps a thunderstorm tonight in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm today, and highs in the lower to mid 60s. More showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, lows in the mid 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with showers likely, a thunderstorm possible today with highs in the lower 60s. More showers and a thunderstorm tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, showers likely today, perhaps a thunderstorm later, with highs in the lower 60s. More showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, just the risk of a passing shower, upper 60s. A good chance of showers on Sunday morning. A few showers in the afternoon with some sunshine, lower 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 60s on Monday. Near 70 with increasing clouds Tuesday. Partly sunny, lower 70s Wednesday. And the risk of a few showers and thunderstorms again on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.